This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Welcome to the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Steph. Thanks for joining us for another Wine Wednesday where we talk weekly about everything going on in our lives, from weight loss, relationships, dating, pop culture, and so much more.
You guys, we have a very special edition of the Wine Over Matter podcast.
This is very special. This is one of those editions where we're struggling with time right now, and we are recording, like, who is that talk show host that, like, does carpool karaoke?
James Corden.
Yeah, we're kind of recording like him. This is like carpool karaoke, but WOM version.
So first song we're going to sing is... we're not going to sing. But no, we literally, like, between just so many things going on in our lives right now, and I have Jeff's father's service this week, and there's, like, our life is crazy. Today we have a hair appointment. Our hair appointment is always quite the time commitment. Right now we're in, like, horrible traffic.
It's bad.
So we're like, sound quality isn't going to be there, but we're here.
We're like, bust out the phone. Let's start. Let's make good use of our time and get you guys an episode. So here we are.
Yes.
First on the agenda, I am dying to know how your camping trip went. I know camping is not at the top of your list.
It is not at the top of my list. Okay, so we went to this place. Stephanie, for some reason, thought I was camping in Yosemite, which I was not.
I swear I thought she was camping in Yosemite.
She was like, how was Yosemite? I was like, we didn't go to Yosemite. But we were in basically the inland mountains of San Diego. We were like, it was hot. It was humid. We got down there on Friday. It took forever. There was, like, a ton of traffic. We did stop at a brewery down in San Diego first that we like to go to, called Pizza Port. We had, like, a quick lunch there. It was, like, my last, like, chance at being in civilization and having phone service. But, yeah, we got down there. We set up. Like, first day was good and everything. It was, like, hot, but it wasn't, like, humid. And then Saturday, it just, like, got to be so humid. There was, like, these crazy thunderstorms. And then the big plan was, because we like to go somewhere where the kids can be entertained and, like, where we can, like, stay cool, because we go in July, so it's, like, hot everywhere, so we want there to be water. So we had, like, planned on going to these, like, falls and creeks and stuff that are, like, a quick, easy hike. We get there and it's, like, dry as a bone.
Oh my god.
So there was, like, nowhere for us to, like, stay cool or anything like that. So basically everyone kind of was just, like, kind of just in, like, a funk mood on Saturday.
Because you knew you had to be just hot and miserable for two more days.
Yeah, and it was just, like, I was in it, and then Saturday rolled around. So I felt also crappy on top of that, because that time of the month kicked in. So I was just, like, this sucks. I still got 48 more hours of this, and we don't even have, like, any relief of, like,
water. Not to mention, you aren't crazy about camping to begin with.
No.
So this is, like, now additional torture
for
you.
Yeah, like, the water is, like, kind of the highlight. Like, that's what I, like, look forward to, like, staying cool and just hanging out in, like, the water, whatever. So then we're, like, thinking of it. It's, like, the afternoon. We're all, like, oh, my God, what are we going to do tomorrow? We can't all just sit here and, like, die
be
for
miserable,
like, tomorrow and not have something to do. So we, like, talked about going down to the beach, but then we're like, okay, San Diego beaches are, like, an hour away. It's also, like, a weekend in July. Like, parking is gonna be a nightmare, and with as many of us as there were, we'd have to take, like, 4 or 5 cars. Like, we just were like, the beach just might not be worth it. And then I randomly remembered this app that I saw on Shark Tank probably, like, earlier this year, and it was called Swimply. And it's basically, like, the Airbnb of pools.
Which is so rad.
I'm, like, telling them about this. And, like, a couple people in our group had service. And so one of the guys was like, I'm already on it. And he was like immediately like looking up different pools and like stuff in the area. Long story short, we ended up booking a pool for like 5 hours the next day.
Which is so crazy because it's actually in somebody's backyard. Yes. Like you're basically renting their backyard yes. from them, which is so crazy.
And so, I mean, it's not like the cheapest thing to do, but with as large of a group as it was that we had, we all just divvied it up per person. And that was kind of like the little pep in the step I needed. I had like that to look forward to. And it was just like kind of a fun little adventure that we did on Sunday. So we went and did that. We were back at our campsite by like 3:30. And then we just kind of chilled for the afternoon and cooked dinner and stuff. And we overdo it with the food. I could sit here and talk about our trip for like
hour. I was like, tell me what your menu ended up being. Because I was asking her before she left what they do for camping dinners. And she gave me the whole lowdown yesterday. And I'm like, God dang, you guys eat really good when you go camping.
Yeah, we're not just like making hot dogs over the fire. Like we have Mexican night, we have like Italian night, and like it's not just like basic. I mean, we had shrimp Alfredo, we had like spaghetti with meat sauce, garlic bread, a brie baked bowl thing. We had sausage with onion and peppers. We had
good.
Like no lack of food with our group for camping.
And then she was like, oh yeah, on Mexican night, like they made like carne asada and like beans and rice and blah blah blah. And she's like, oh, on top of that, they made like 70 quesadillas. And like I'm like, oh my god, you guys really do it large when you go camping.
Oh, and that was the night too that our friend Leah, she did Korean beef too. And
oh my gosh,
so good.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, so overall, like, still not a fan, still the indoorsy type. And but because I love Jeff and I love his friends and family, I will look forward to doing this every year. But I will also every year try to encourage the idea of like, why don't we just rent a giant
beach house yeah, let's have
for
fun.
All 20 plus of us, and get like a bitchin' house with a pool. And I just think that sounds like a really fun idea too. That would really be a nice switch up.
One of my favorite slogans is I'm outdoorsy in the fact that I like getting drunk on my patio.
Yep.
Like that is like my idea of outdoorsy.
Oh yeah, like I love being outdoors, but I like being outdoors at restaurants and in my own backyard,
like at a brewery,
at a beach
where there's like air conditioning and a clean bathroom.
But like living outside for 4 days, like
it's rough.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But like I said, the part when we're sitting around the fire every night and stuff like that, that's the part I do love about it.
Yes.
And still lots of memories made. And like I said, I'll do it again next year.
How many times was this that you and Jeff have now camped together? Was this your third or fourth
time?
No,
this is actually only our second, because we had to cancel at the last minute last year because we got the keys for our house the same weekend that camping was planned. So we canceled at the last minute.
So it was so good that it worked out for you guys to go this year then.
Yeah, last year. And last year was kind of just an awkward trip anyway. Like it was like a much smaller group because some people, because of COVID, just weren't like comfortable going and stuff like that. So it was the first year. So yeah, this is actually only my second time because we had only been dating like a month or two the first year
gotcha.
We were together. So I wasn't quite
in the group yet.
Invited to camping trips, yeah.
Could you imagine going on a camping trip when you've been dating somebody for like 2 months?
If they all met me for the first time on a like, if camping trip was the like the introduction to all of his friends, I'm sure like they all would have felt very different of me. I mean, I don't know. I assume they all like me. I think they all like me. I get along with all of them.
They do.
But I also think they might have different opinion of me.
They're like, man, this chick, she can't hang with us.
Yeah, she's high maintenance. She is like, it's just, it's just not my idea of a good time, but it's still fine.
Well, that's good. It sounds like even though you were camping, which isn't your favorite thing to do, you may have still had a better weekend than me.
All right, we're going to keep it short and sweet. I know it's like all so fresh and so raw, so we don't have to like get super like into it. Maybe we will get into it more at a later date.
Yes.
But
yeah, no, I do plan on talking about it more at a later date, just because like I signed myself up for this. I put everything out there on this podcast like from day one. I remember like going on my first date with MBM and being like, which outfit should I wear? And like, you know, like you guys like chose my outfit and everything. So when I'm like in a place where I know I'm not just going to like break down in tears, I'll share more. But yes, MBM and I broke up this week and it's been hard. I do feel like I'm going to cry. But yeah, we broke up and I guess like everybody that's told me, like everybody I know that's been divorced has told me, because I'm like, how is this worse than my divorce? Like, why does this hurt worse than my divorce? And everybody I've talked to said the first breakup post divorce,
it's so, I don't, hard. I don't know why. And it's maybe because me and you both also were like, we kind of were the ones who steered our divorce. Where then, like, your first, like, breakup, it's not something, like, that you wanted.
Yes.
Necessarily. And so, it's just, like, it hits you, like, differently. And it's... Yeah.
No, it did. It was, like, I felt, like, in control of my divorce. And I felt like I knew what I wanted with that for a while before I actually did anything about it. So, it was, like, I had processed my emotions before I actually, like... did anything with my divorce, where like this felt like just a complete blindside to me. Like, we had,
you guys saw each other less than 24 hours prior.
Oh yeah, we were together less than 24 hours prior. We went to brunch, we went and got coffee, we talked that whole day. He had texted me that day and said, hey, I'm texting my mom right now, my mom wants to know if you're, because I was supposed to meet his family the following weekend. He's like, my mom wants to know if you're okay with chicken sandwiches. I'm like, and then the next day came and it was like night and day. So I was very blindsided and just, I still have a hard time understanding how, you know, like things seem to be okay. Like, I knew everything about the relationship, the time part, his job being, you know, super busy and his time being limited. Actually, what's funny is his time was limited until this weekend. This was the weekend that I was given, like, this is the deadline for that project. My schedule will open up. So it's like, we made it. Like, it was hard, but we made it to the end. And I met your friends a couple weekends ago, and then I'm supposed to meet your family next weekend, and then you just decide you're not in it and you can't handle a relationship. It's been really hard. So
I think, and that's the thing, is it's like, I think there's like relationships where you can see it, like, I guess kind of like how both of our marriages were, where over time it, like, you start getting that distance and you start like checking out more, and like, where like this was just like out of nowhere, like
it was completely out of nowhere.
And I think that's where it's hard too, where like with our divorce, like that was like a lot, months of thinking about it and like already like feeling yourself distancing from the marriage and things like that.
Exactly. And I honestly think, like, I got used to only seeing him like once a week, and I got used to him having to like be late to something or cancel a day and do the next day instead or something like that. And I got used to all of that, but I feel like if he would have canceled the friend meeting, that would have been a red flag for me to be like, okay, something's up. If he would have canceled and said, hey, scratch it with my parents, we'll plan it for another day, that would have been a red flag, like something's going on. But when you text me less than 24 hours before you break my heart about what your mom wants to cook for dinner, that's really hard.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's the thing, is he never gave any type of like sign that he was not in it.
Nothing. And I mean, hopefully, like, next week or in the following weeks when I'm able to talk more about it without being so upset, I'll share more, because I have, like, things to say about it. Like, there are things about him that, you know, like, this, he's just not meant for a relationship, I don't think. I don't think he knows how to allow somebody else into his life in between work and just what he likes his day to be or what he likes his week to be. He likes to be alone a lot, and I just don't think a relationship fits his life, and I don't think it's me.
It's not, it's so cliche, but it's definitely not you. And I think it's just, as much as it sucks, I think it's and I know I told you this when we were first talking about this yesterday, but it's so much better that this is what happened now and not in another month, another 6 months, a year, when...
Yeah, when I'm way more invested, because...
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, dude, calm the fuck down. Like you guys were together for 4 months. It's not like you were together in eternity, you know? Yeah. And I'm like...
A lot happens. A lot of feelings develop in 4 months. Like, I know, like, in the grand scheme of things, 4 months of our life is nothing. But it's like... I mean, I know people that have been engaged and married in 4 months. Like, you can develop extreme feelings for people and, like, start to, like, say, like, okay, I could picture this person being in my life long term. And that dating at our age, that's, like, what we're looking for, is somebody that you could see in your life long term.
Exactly. And that's where I think I had a really hard time, is I'm like, I met him and he checked all these boxes. Like, he's driven, he's cute, he's funny, he's kind, he's, like, all these things you want in somebody. And then we, you know, we talked and we have, like, the same goals. Like, it's like, why are you trying to get in a relationship right now? You know, we had that conversation in the beginning, and it's like all of our goals were the same goals for wanting to be in a relationship. So it seemed like, okay, that's another box that's checked, you know, and things went well. And even though it was, like, really hard for me, the whole relationship, not being able to see him as much as I would want to see him, like, we still made it work. And it was hard for me too. Like, and this is where I'll talk more on an upcoming episode, but, like, I do feel like I have a little bit of PTSD from my marriage and how, like, that relationship was. And it was just, like, volatile and, like, not normal, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think being in a normal, or what I felt was a normal relationship, where it was, like, respectful and calm and, like, all of that, was just, like, holy crap, like, that is out there, you know? So yeah. It's like, if anything, if this relationship taught me anything, it taught me, like, that is, like, out there, that I can find that. And that's just the scary part for me right now, is, like, not wanting to, like, go into something else and potentially have it be, like, a situation like it was with my ex, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want, like, that, like, volatile, not, like, just wild relationship. Like, I just want, like, calm, normal.
Absolutely.
And that's what's scary, is I'm like, I know that's out there now, but I also know both are out there, and that's the scary part, you know?
Yep, I get that. Because, I mean, that was saying, like, where your PTSD, like, comes, like, kind of different. Like, mine was, like, trust issues with, like, where after, like, my ex had cheated on me, it was me, like, overthinking everything, where... think they're talking to other people, and I think, like, that's where, yeah, like, mine came in. So,
and mine was more like, I remember even a week before we broke up, we were in your pool, and we were having, like, him and I were having a disagreement. I can't even remember what it was about.
After you came back from Washington.
Oh, okay, so it was the airport thing. I'll save that story for when I share more. But basically, like, him and I were going back and forth over text, but, like, even our disagreements were so normal. Like, yeah, they were just so, like, adult conversations. Nobody was, like, mad at anybody or, like, slamming the phone or anything.
Yeah.
It was just a disagreement.
You guys definitely had very mature, like, hey, I'm feeling this way.
Yeah.
This sucks. I understand why you're feeling that way. Like, everything,
exactly,
seemed very, like...
It was very, yeah, it was healthy and adult-like.
Yes.
But he did say something, I can't remember what, and I'll try to dig and look at it if I feel like it, but he did say something, and it was like, it gave me a little bit of PTSD. It was like, this is, like, something that Joey would say. Like, him, like, in this moment, not taking my feelings into consideration and just giving kind of, like, not like a, it wasn't, like, mean, it was just, like, a dude response. Like, you know how dudes can just be dicks?
If I think I know what you're talking about, can I say it?
Yeah, what was it?
What are you talking about? Him saying, like, you can't wait one more day, or whatever?
No, it wasn't that. So we'll share that too. I can't remember what it was. But even you, because I handed you my phone and I was letting you read the conversation.
I don't remember what that was either. But yes, it was. I was like, yeah, that was kind of a dick.
Yeah, and you even said that to me. You were like, I don't love the way that he said that. And then I'm like, I'm glad you didn't love it, because then I remember I told you, I'm like, that, like, the way that he said that gave me PTSD from, like, things that Joey would say. And I'm like, yeah. I don't want to get that comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do right now. So, sorry about the awkwardness. We just pulled into a parking spot and I thought we were getting out of the car. I didn't realize we had 10 more minutes. And so I was like, Laura, what do you want me to do? Do I stop it? What do I do? So, just, you know, we warned you about this episode. This episode was being recorded in a car. We're doing the best we can with what we got right now. And
I mean, we don't have some big sponsorship deal where we have to give you
no
top quality content. So sometimes if it means recording in the car on our iPhone, then
not to mention, like, it's just me. Like, do you know a more awkward person than me? No, you don't. So but yeah, no, just to wrap up, like, the MBM conversation until I'm in a better place where I can, like, really share what I want to share without, like, breaking down crying every other word. Yeah, just I wanted to let you guys know I took you on the entire MBM journey from day one, and, like, it sucks when things don't work out the way you hope they worked out, but, you know, like, little by little, I'm sure I'll keep feeling better, and I'm sure I'll keep seeing, like, the silver lining in everything, as hard as it is.
You absolutely will, and I'm sure at some point you'll meet somebody else and you'll be like, you know what, I even learned so, like, because you learned a lot from your marriage, but you're like, you even probably learned so much just from this
yes
short time with MBM, and I'll never look at that acronym the same. I kind of want to change it to Mr. Bitch Moves. I don't know.
I know, it's actually really funny. So the last place we went together was this coffee shop. And he wanted to take me to try Vietnamese coffee, and he, like, loves Vietnamese coffee. I've tried it before. I don't like it. I don't like super sweet coffee.
And he took you to one of my favorite coffee shops.
Yeah, and I was, like, going just to be, like, the cute girlfriend that, like, tries the coffee that, you know, boyfriend likes. And then, so I told Laura, like, that's where we went, like, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I love that place. So she was telling me that this week she has an eye doctor appointment, and she specifically scheduled it in that area because there's that coffee shop there. Yes. And she's like, oh, I'm going. I'm like, watch, you'll probably, and because this is right by his house, I'm like, you'll probably run into him. She's like, oh, if I run into him, I'm kicking him in the balls. I was like, oh my God.
There's a movie, shoot, what is it? It was with, like, Ashton, was it the one with Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy? I don't know.
Is it Just Married?
I don't know, but they, like, there's a couple that, like, breaks up, and her friend, like, goes to the ex's house, and when he opens the door, she just, like, punches him, and he's like, what? Why? And she just looks at him, and she goes, you know why? And then she walks away, and I'm like, I'm gonna do that.
I was like, yeah, he probably won't even look at you if he sees you, but...
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. But you know what? We have to wrap this up, so I think this is perfect timing. Our appointment started 1 minute ago. So
we're
going to take a quick break. We're going to go get our hair done, and we will be back. Okay, we are back. We got our hair done, and we just went and had delicious barbecue.
So good.
Oh my God. Our hair. So me and Steph, like, we get our hair done from the same girl. We always go at the same time. And it takes, like, three... I think it only took, like, 3.5...
I think it took, like, 3 hours.
Not even, like, 3.5 hours tonight to do both of us.
And it's fun because she's a friend of Laura's. And we... It, like, makes it so much more fun, like, when you have to sit there and do some... I'm not a maintenance person. I am. Like, I do my hair. I do my nails. But I hate the maintenance of, like, sitting
taking
there.
Taking the time to do it.
Yeah. So to be able to, like, go with a friend every time and, like, also be able to chit-chat and have, like, that maintenance time, like, taken up and, you know, have fun with it, we did. So then we went to dinner at Wood Ranch. If you guys don't know what Wood Ranch is, it's barbecue, but wouldn't you say it's, like, more upscale barbecue?
It's definitely an upscale barbecue restaurant. It's, like, a chain, but it's only, like, a SoCal chain. There's, like, maybe 10 locations.
And it's... Their cocktails are on point. Like, they don't use, like, the fake syrups and stuff. It's all, like, fresh-squeezed juices and, like, muddled fruits and...
Yeah, their cocktails were so good. But the real VIP is their...
Their bread.
Rolls.
We basically ate our way in rolls right now, We are ashamed of nothing except for the fact that we're like, are we home yet? We want to go to bed. We're so full.
Okay, and then, so we had a waiter. His name is Josh, and he looked cute, but he's wearing a mask. But he looked really cute.
He looked really cute. And the sound of his voice was like very cute.
Yes, he had a really good voice. And it was just like, I so badly wanted to be like, please pull your mask down for a second so we can see if he's cute.
He was also like a tad bit flirty, which like I think kind of made it fun too. So
I basically told Steph, okay, let's just have a little fun. It was like, we're like fresh out of a breakup. Let's just have some fun. So because we think he's cute, I told her, just leave your number and let's see if he, one, sees it. Because like the girl cleaning the tables across from us could have grabbed
it. She probably loves him and is going to like throw it away. She's like, this bitch.
And that's what, if he doesn't text you, that's what will soon happen.
But I was like mortified. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Like, I'm like, whatever. Like, whatever's going to make me feel better right now.
But then
now.
She did it and she was like, let's go. And then she like ran out of the restaurant.
He was like standing right there, like in the booth across from us. And I was like, he's going to come grab this. Like, they're closing. He's going to come like grab it. And like, my phone number's right on top. It's going to be so embarrassing. So we ran. Like, we, like, ran out of the restaurant.
And, so we'll see if he texts. And I just told her, I was like, you just have to, like, jokingly say, like, all right, you were wearing a mask. I need to, like, see what you actually look like.
So, if he sends a picture,
we'll put it in the Facebook
group. We'll put it in the Facebook group. But, if anything, it was, like, just one of those, like, giddy, fun, girly moments where you're like, let's leave your number. And that's exactly what we did. Yeah. So, that was fun.
So now we're back on the road and taking the 20-minute drive home.
You guys need to let us know how this carpool karaoke walk talk is going. Do you love it? Do you hate
it? Like, no, I sound like I'm talking to somebody in their car right now and it sucks.
You're like, what is that noise behind you? I hate that.
But so, I mean, I guess we're moving on kind of to our next topics.
Are we going
to
talk pop culture?
Let's talk some pop culture.
And so much more.
And so much more. Well, okay, first thing I want to bring up, the one I had thought of was the mainly, like, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, and just how she's, like, become this, like, different person. I've never seen her like this before.
She's, like, conformed to him.
Completely. But I feel like all of the Kardashians have always kind of done that. Meaning, and I think, and when I say always, I mean, like, I think Kim and Kanye. Like, Kim, like, completely changed her, like, style. Everything was very Kanye with her. Like, when she was with him. Because everything was very muted and, like, no color. And, like, it was all, like, I feel like Kanye pretty much, like, I think she's even made it clear that he basically, like,
styled her. Yes.
And, but I feel like Kourtney, like, she's just, like, a different person. Like, this is not the person on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's never been super, like, and I feel like we are watching her entire relationship, like,
and she's always so private, which is the weird part. No, I felt the same
way. And now we're watching her, like, always grinding all up on top of Travis.
Yeah, they are, like, all the... Oh, my gosh. That picture she posted where she was sucking his thumb, I thought she was sucking something different.
Oh, I did, too. I was like, what did she just post?
And she wanted it.
And I'm not impressed. No,
it's so small.
It was, yeah, they just are... And then, like, even his kids are, like, all posting social media stuff and, like, are so obsessed with Kourtney and, like, bashing their own mom now. It's all just very weird and very, like, social media public. And, I mean, I guess apparently last week they got engaged in Vegas.
What?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Apparently they got engaged in Vegas last week.
I did not hear that. That is crazy.
Breaking news for Stephanie.
And I feel like she was, like, so tough with love all the time. Like, how did she just, like...
Oh, yeah. It seems like she... all of a sudden, like, fell in love fast and has, like, all the, like, has all the, she, like, wants everyone to know it.
It's crazy. It is all out there. It is strange. It's, have you seen his daughter on TikTok?
I've seen, like, a couple of things.
She's, like, 14.
Oh, yeah, and she looks like she's 22.
Looks like she's, like, 22 and posting, like, very provocative. I don't know.
Way inappropriate for a freshman or whatever, sophomore in high school, whatever. No, probably, like, a freshman, maybe.
It's just weird. And I think what makes it even weirder is I, like, finally caught up on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, I finished, like, the final episodes finally this past week, and I watched, like, the two-part sit-down reunion chat or whatever you want to call it with Andy Cohen. It was Andy Cohen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Andy Cohen. And,
Tell you don't watch enough Bravo.
And I was like, it was funny because in that, like, this discussion came up where Kim and, like, he asked them, because they've talked about it in the show, he was like, do you guys have a problem with the fact that Courtney, like, refused to film so much of her life? And they were basically just like, they don't have a problem with it, but, like, it felt unfair that
Chloe
had to carry the show with being cheated on and the Jordan drama and all that. And Kim had to carry the show through her divorce with Kanye. And anything Courtney went through, you know, in her relationship prior to Travis, she wouldn't talk about it. She wouldn't even talk about him or let anybody else talk about him.
Except Scott, it's been, like, nothing, you know, anything going on in Courtney's life.
And so, yeah, so it was so weird how she was so private and now she's just, like, switched.
Did you see also that she, like, got vampire fangs?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Have you paid attention to anything?
No, well, I don't follow her.
You are just not keeping up with our Kardashians.
So, once in a while, like, when I don't follow many celebrities, but once in a while, if I'm bored, I'll just, like, go through my list of celebrities I like and I'll look at what they're doing. But, yeah, so I don't see everything.
So, yeah, I don't post or I don't follow celebrities either for the most part. There might be a couple. I just follow a couple, like, celebrity pages so that I can keep up with, like, different, like, pop culture news and stuff. Yeah, she got, like, got these, like, fangs put, like, implanted in, so she has, and I'm sure, obviously, they're not, like, permanent, at least I hope to God they're not, but she's had them for, like, a few weeks now, so they're obviously weren't just, like, for a one-night thing, but she has, like, these vampire fangs right now.
So weird.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing, like, sometimes I'll scroll on TikTok and, like, the... what is it, ESPN or whatever, like, these sports pages will come up sometimes, and they'll show little clips of, like, sports clips, and so the UFC stuff has come up, and it's always, like, a clip of her and Travis, like, at a UFC fight, and they're just macking on each other when the cameras come.
They're so, weird.
Yeah, it's very, very strange.
Super strange, super sexual, I don't know, it's just, like, it's interesting. You gotta wonder, like, what, cause, like, Chris, like, just loves her kids in the limelight and stuff. It's like, do you really love that your daughter is with Travis Barker?
Like, and it's weird too, because they both have kids. His kids are older, so whatever, and her kids are younger, but she knows at least her son is on social media because he had that, remember he had a TikTok?
Yeah, he was like obsessed with,
Addison whatever.
Ray, that's how him and Courtney, or, her and Courtney became friends.
Yeah, he's like 9 or something and got a TikTok, and then, so TikTok actually took him down because he, like, violated the age rules, you know? So it's like, she knows her kids are on
social media
and watching things. Like, I highly doubt they want to watch their mom make out with somebody on social media. It's just weird.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's strange for sure. It's like, they're definitely keeping people captivated. Like, people are watching. They know what they're doing there.
But
it is definitely crazy.
What about you? Do you have anything you wanted to bring up pop culture related?
So, have you been paying attention? I know you were, like, MIA without reception. Have you been paying attention to, like, Britney updates?
I don't really have. I know, like, because there was somebody I was following, and she was, like, posting some stuff, but that I was, like, because I felt like some things kind of started happening on Thursday when I was getting ready to leave for camping, but I felt like I came back, and I've been seeing all these things, like, posted, but I haven't really been able to, like, catch up and see what's actually, like, going on.
Yes, so basically, I would say, like, the two big news stories with Britney Spears are that, A, she was granted the choice to choose her own attorney, so she's now chosen her own attorney and has somebody that she wants to be representing her, and that attorney has basically said, like, his main goal right now, and he is going hardcore on this main goal, is removing her father from the conservatorship if he does not resign before. Do you think he'll resign with all of this, or do you think he's like,
no, I think he's going, like, he's, yeah, I do
I
not.
Don't think, I feel like if he was gonna resign, he would have resigned already.
Like, with all of the pressure of everything that's been going on the last, like, couple of months now, like, I don't see him, like, backing down now.
I don't either. So I think that'll be, like, a very publicly played out battle of her being represented, you know, luckily by someone that she trusts to represent her now, and like the whole trying to remove her dad from it. That'll be very interesting. It's just, it's so crazy and so sad that like there's not only is she under this crazy conservatorship, but it's like done by her own dad, you know?
Yeah.
And how many times can you publicly say, I don't want this. This has gone on too long. It's abusive. And your own dad still do that for you.
Okay, but the one thing I also... She's been posting, like, some pretty, like... Like... Very, what's the word I'm
like
looking
aggressive
for?
Aggressive, almost.
Yeah, like, yeah. That are very much directed to, like, her sister.
Yep.
And things like that. Like, I did see that this week.
So, her sister, a couple weeks ago, like, right after Britney Spears talked to the judge and that whole, like, 25-minute conversation came out of her talking to the judge and it was public, her sister went on in her Instagram story, her sister's Instagram stories, and did, like, this sobbing, like, crying thing about how she loves her sister.
Yeah.
And blah. It was kind of like a defending herself.
Yeah,
at the expense
I think we kind of talked about that even a couple weeks.
Yeah, so Britney Spears has been posting some quotes and stuff this week. Like, some have been targeted at fans. Like, she posted a dancing video and was basically like, F you to any fans that talk crap about me and my dancing, like, whatever, like, this is me, whatever. And then she also posted a quote, I can't even remember what it said, but it was definitely directed towards her sister. And she wrote this whole caption about how, like, shame on, like, the people that say they care about me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, man. So not only is she trying to get out of a conservatorship, but all of their family drama is coming out and going to keep coming out.
Yeah, it's, and I find that in Instagram stuff, like, interesting because, like, it seems like we've kind of established that, like, she's not in full control of her Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, they're still obviously letting her post things like that. I don't know. It's all weird. I hope, like, we have, like, full clarity on, like, this whole situation at some point. Because right now it's all just a lot of, like, I think what we think and who we trust and...
Yeah, and for a long time, I think there is still a lot of, like, conspiracy behind a lot of it. Like, she hasn't said everything, and they haven't said everything, and we don't know everything. All we know is, like, this appears to be a pretty abusive situation. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And I keep reading, like, headlines in the news about, like, how there's, like, bipartisan support to, like, take a look at conservatorships and conservatorship abuse, and which is so funny that, like, it's even, like, Britney Spears is even playing out in politics now, that, like, both sides of the spectrum are, like, wanting to take a look at this and, like, say this isn't right, what's going on here, you know? So I think it's going to be in the news for a while.
Yep.
And it will be interesting to see how it plays out, for sure.
I'm just annoyed we're in dead stop traffic right now.
I know.
9:30 at night.
If our sound got better, it's because we're in dead stop traffic. But we are, you know, Southern California. It's 9:36 at night, and we are, like, dead stopped on the freeway. Yeah, so lucky us.
Don't know. I think they're closing some lanes, but
if our voices keep getting, like, lower and lower, it's because we are in, like, the hugest food coma ever. Is it time?
Do we have anything else, or were we going straight into
I think that was it. I think we're going straight into flavor of the week.
Okay. Before I get into mine and I ask about yours, I wanted to share something because this was, like, I feel like pretty early on in the podcast in our sharing the flavors of the week. But remember when I had shared the, it was the, last Blockbuster, whatever the documentary was.
Yes, on Netflix.
Yes. Because you watched it, right?
Yes.
So, apparently, the manager lady who was on there, like, she's obviously still the manager, as, like, a thank you to everyone locally for their support, they, like, transformed part of the Blockbuster, and it looks like basically a living room straight out of the 90s. And they're going to be making it on Airbnb for only 3 nights. And you can only book it for 1 night. So only 3 lucky people are going to book it. It's only going to cost $3.99. And you basically get to have the full Blockbuster store for the night. She's going to be your host. And you get, like, to do, they're going to stock it with snacks and stuff. And you get to basically do, like, an all-night movie marathon in this, like, Blockbuster
which
store.
Which is so cool and so nostalgic.
I know.
And I'm, you like, had said, like, I didn't get where the $3.99 came from, but you were like, that was the price of a movie.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
So it's super cheap. So it's basically, like, tickets. It's going to be three nights in, like, September. And I think, like, sometime soon it's, like, goes on sale. But it's, like, basically, like, if you just get lucky and...
You get...
And you get through and book the room.
Which is so cool.
I know. I'm like, my friend, one of my old friends, Lindsay, she lives in Bend. And I'm like, if you're listening, Lindsay, look into this. Try to get...
Do
get
it. With Send your, me all the photos of everything.
Do it with your boys. I was like, that would be so fun. I
love it.
But I'll try to remember to post. So there's already an Airbnb listing for it. So it shows all the photos and what you get. And it just, like, you're not able to, like, book it yet.
Nice.
But it looks so cool, and I thought that was so fun
it
when I saw
so
that.
It sounds so awesome.
I saw an article. Somebody posted it on Facebook, and I saw it
very smart
earlier today, so I wanted to share that. But
love it.
What is your flavor of the week,
so,
Steph?
So, my flavor of the week, it was recently National Ice Cream Day. Like, I can't keep up with all these national holidays. It's national something
I mean, every
all
day is
the
National
time.
Ice Cream Day in my life.
Yeah, definitely.
I love ice cream.
So.
Okay, if it was between, like... cake or ice cream or cookies, like, what is your, like,
ice cream? Yeah. For sure,
ice cream is so freaking good.
Yeah, I'm like, I could have, like, a bite of cake and then I'm over it. I do like cookies, like, if they come out of the oven and they're, like, warm out of the oven, I love it. But, like, ice cream anytime, any day.
Yep.
I love ice cream. So National Ice Cream Day, I'm obsessed. My favorite ice cream place, like, I don't live somewhere where it has fancy ice cream places like Salt and Straw or like Jenny's or anything. So the best ice cream place near me is Brewster's, and it is so good.
Brewster's is the best.
It's
ice
so
cream.
Good. So good. And they, okay, so specifically my flavor of the week is Brewster's Graham Central Station. It's the best ice cream I swear I've ever had in my life. It's like
so
graham
good.
Cracker flavored ice cream. And it has like specks of like chocolate in it. And like, what
yes,
else?
I don't even remember.
It's so good. And you get like, sometimes you'll be eating it and you get like chunks of like graham cracker crumbles. It's so good.
So I have, so it's like homemade ice cream. They make all of their like ice cream like in-house homemade. I didn't ever have Brewster's until I moved to Orange County. I used to go to a place called Handles, which apparently there's a couple handles in Orange County, I think, too. But they, like, literally their menu looks the same, and they also had an ice cream called Graham Central Station, and it tastes exactly the same.
Oh my gosh.
So when I moved out here and I saw, because I have a Brewster's, we both have a Brewster's.
Yeah, like, I can walk to Brewster's.
Yes, and we both have one so close to us, which is very dangerous. And it truly is, like, one of the best flavors.
It's so good. And my other favorite part about Brewster's is it's so affordable for ice cream, I think, too. Like, if you go to Baskin-Robbins, it's so expensive. Brewster's is affordable. And, like, basically, if you get a small,
it's
two
huge.
Scoops.
Yeah.
If you get a medium, it's three scoops. If you get a large, I don't even know how much a large is because I've never gotten one. It's probably, like, four or five scoops. But I'm like, so you can like always have a double. Like if you get a small, you always can like choose.
Yeah, I always get a small, and Graham Central Station's always one of my flavors.
Sometimes
I get
two. Yeah, it's like it's that good that I'll get two of Graham Central Station. My second favorite flavor there is the triple chocolate Oreo. Have you had that?
I have not.
It's very good. I feel like I couldn't, like, if I was only going to choose one flavor, I wouldn't get it because it's so much chocolate. But with the graham crackery flavor, it's
that sounds
so
right
good.
Up Jeff's alley. We'll have to keep our eye out for that because Jeff's, like, favorite ice cream is cookies and cream. Like,
oh,
he loves
love
cookies
it.
And cream stuff in general. And then, like, he loves chocolate. So, I mean.
He will love it. Look out for it.
Okay.
So, that is my flavor of the week. Look up, like, go to the Brewster's website. See if there's a store near you. It's so good.
Did you see? We can see Disneyland
fireworks
right now.
Oh my gosh! Love it. So, Laura,
it's very distracting when you're driving down the freeway.
I feel like we should. Oh, they're so pretty, you guys. All right, Laura, what's your flavor of the week?
So mine I already touched on in the beginning, but I just had to share it again. And maybe give a little more detail, but it's called Swimply. So it's Swim, Swimply. It is an app. It is literally just an Airbnb for people's pool. So, like, I own a pool. Me and Jeff could put our pool on this app and make money for people to, like, come. So, like, if, say, this Saturday you were, like, looking for a pool, like, to go hang out at with your friends or something, you could, like, rent someone's pool. I don't get it. I don't understand how this works. Like, the whole insurance thing makes me nervous. Like, if somebody, like, smacked their head open in my backyard, how does that work?
Like, is that on my homeowners or?
Yeah, so I don't know how that works. So as far as, like, actually, like, renting out your pool, I don't know the details of that. But as far as renting it, it's, like, such a good idea for a group. Like, there was apparently, we only stopped renting it when we did because there was another party that was going to be coming in, like, an hour later. And so they needed time to, like, shock the pool and stuff. But it was, like, for a girl's, like, sweet 16, like, birthday pool party.
So cool.
And so it's just, like, I think if you were just wanting, like, if you don't have a pool or you don't have access to a pool and you want, like, some time away with some friends and have a pool day, you guys can all split it. I just think it's, like, a super cool idea.
It's so cool.
Like I had said earlier, I think I saw it on Shark Tank and that's what made me think of it. And it was, I don't know what people typically charge. Ours was kind of pricey, but we just didn't. We were in the middle of nowhere, so there weren't very many options. Like,
you were like, we're doing this. Us. It doesn't matter how much it costs.
It's
we're
hot.
Doing it at this point.
Yeah, we were splitting it between, like, 20 of us, so. But.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah, it was. I think it's, like, such a cool idea. So, it's something. If you're. It's that time of year, so if you're thinking, oh, maybe me and some friends will plan a pool day, there you go, Swimply.
Check it out. And I also noticed, because I think you tagged them on Instagram and something, so yeah. I went to their page, and it's kind of fun just to follow their page if you aren't sure about it, because they repost people that, you know, use them and tag them, like, so you see, that's a cool pool. I mean, people were posting, like, that they were rented a pool in, like, Beverly Hills. Like, even
there
that would be cool.
A badass infinity pool that we wanted to get that was in some, at some, like, mansion or something, but it wasn't, like, there was no time. It was either the time wasn't going to work or there was too many of us. I don't remember.
Oh,
okay. But yeah, there's some, like, really cool options out there. It was funny because actually yesterday, the home we rented from, they messaged me on, because I had shared a picture and tagged Swimply, and they had shared my photo. So the house we rented from saw it on the Swimply's Instagram, and so they messaged me and asked if I could send them, like, our photo. So that,
aww.
And they have their own Instagram. So they,
how,
like,
awesome.
Called, like, Rent Our Pool SD or something like that. I don't remember.
How cool.
But it was, they had their own little, like, Instagram to advertise this business. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So Swimply.
Love it.
But anyways, yeah. Thank you guys for listening to our car pool edition of Wine Over Matter. You know the drill. If you want to follow us on Instagram, Wine Over Matter Pod, follow me, Crunches Before Brunches, Steph at Authentically Steph. You can join our Facebook group at Club Wine Over Matter. And most importantly, if you haven't,
please.
And if you haven't, why not?
Write and review us on Instagram.
5 stars.
Or not Instagram. What is
no.
it?
No. Apple and iTunes.
Apple and iTunes. No.
That's why I do this. Okay, wait, no. Before we hang up. What was the... When we were getting
Oh my gosh. I was telling Laura and Rachel a story about an inventor. And I couldn't think of the word invention. So I said...
When he does...
Inventor creative things.
And I was like, so you mean inventions?
I was trying to sound real smart in that moment. It did not come out that
Adventure
way.
Adventure creative things. Like, so inventive.
Not to mention, don't forget to check out Laura and Courtney's bonus episodes of Big Brother. I'll try not to spoil it for you again.
Thanks. I totally gave you shit on this last week's episode.
But yes, definitely rate and review us if you haven't already. And thanks again. We will see you guys next week at the same time with a glass in hand. Cheers.
We don't have a glass today, though.
Clink, clink.